Greetings from the Tower of Lepanto. This is Father Angelo Mary Geiger with Standing Fast, a weekly commentary on Catholic life in the public square. St. Maximilian Kolbe, great Marian saint and hero, masculine saint, an example for men to follow, a man who laid down his life for someone he didn't even know, of course, had a great devotion to the Blessed Mother, and it was a militant devotion to the Blessed Mother. He founded a spiritual movement called the Militia Immaculate, the Knights of the Immaculate. And in his consecration prayer, he invoked Our Lady under the title not only of the Immaculate, but as the one who crushes the serpent's head and the one who is the destroyer of all heresies. And in a particular way, he prayed for the enemies of the Church, especially schismatics, heretics, and Freemasons. And he was very militant in his attitude. He was inspired to found this movement in 1917 when he was a witness in Rome as he studied there to the demonstrations of the Freemasons in the Vatican, where they even held the banner of Satan trampling St. Michael underfoot and calling for the downfall of the Holy Father. Many other things happened at that time as well. There was World War I, and St. Maximilian saw religious indifferentism on the rise, and later on he would see more and more of communism. And he was concerned about the welfare of souls, and he saw, rightly saw, the spiritual life and the salvation of souls as a battle. A lot of times people don't want to think about the spiritual life in those terms. They'd like to smooth it out and make it, sterilize it, so to speak. But the fact of the matter is, sacred scripture tells us in the very beginning that the spiritual life is a battle. In fact, that's what takes place at the foot of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It's a battle for the souls of Adam and Eve, and Adam and Eve lose the battle. But no sooner have they lost that battle that God promises them ultimate victory when he says to the serpent, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. She will crush your head and you will strike at her heel." What could be more bellicose than that one verse right there? The fathers of the church and modern theologians tell us that this is the so-called proto-gospel, the proto-evangelium, the first proclamation of the gospel. Everything you need to know about sacred scripture is encapsulated in that one verse. "I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and hers. She will crush your head and you will strike at her heel." That's the whole gospel. Jesus is the seed of the woman, and together with Jesus, Our Lady will crush the head of the serpent ultimately. Now that battle has already been won through the victory of the cross. So the ultimate cosmic battle is already ours. But that battle goes on in the lives of each and every one of us, in our souls. And as of now, until the last moment of our lives, that the outcome of that particular battle remains undetermined. It's up to us to cooperate with God and to recognize the ultimate consequences of the choices that we make. It is either total victory or total defeat. There's no in between. We're not going to slouch into heaven. We're not going to just wind up in there, because everybody else does. Everybody doesn't just wind up in heaven. You know, we have to work for heaven. We have to realize that what our Lord promises us is ultimate victory, and he is worthy of all of our love, but we have to be willing to serve Christ our King as his true followers, as his knights of the round table. So let us all appreciate what St. Maximilian did, his virile masculinity that led him to consecrate himself to Our Lady and to work for the salvation of souls, and ultimately to give his life for someone he didn't even know. Every year on the Feast of St. Maximilian, we hear the Gospel read, where our Lord says, "No greater love has a man that he lay down his life for his friends." This is what our Lord did for us. It's what St. Maximilian did for a man he didn't even know, because he was consecrated to Our Lady, and he was willing to fight for her cause and fight for Jesus Christ, our King. So let us ask Saint Maximilian to give us that spirit, that fighting spirit, the spirit of the church militant. When we're confirmed, we are confirmed into the church militant. We become soldiers for Christ. And fortunately, that aspect of confirmation is very much lost today. We need to reclaim it as our own and enter into the battle for our souls and for the souls of all men who will ever live by our love for our Blessed Mother and our willingness to serve her Son, no matter what the cost. Till next time, this is Father Angelo for Standing Fast, and keep the faith, and Ave Maria.